Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. You know, I think if we choose to be honest with ourselves and the Lord, we have to admit that we often have divided loyalties. And we commit ourselves to a whole host of competing relationships, interpersonal, vocational, psychological. There are certain people, specific responsibilities, personal histories, and even various addictions that can gain mastery of us over time. Sometimes, perhaps oftentimes, our devotions build over time, subtly, little by little, until we realize that we have become kind of an indentured servant or even enslaved to one or more powers in our lives. We discover that work is our ruler, or a dysfunctional personal relationship binds us, or an emotional injury from our past keeps forcing us to make poor decisions. Or we discover that our lusts and longings drive our days, the unchecked desire for affirmation, for instance, the want of love and intimacy, the craving for power or control, runs and eventually ruins our lives. You know, to have and maintain healthy prioritization over the competing influences in our lives, to get that, we must first admit that we really do have many masters. Now, while Jesus rightfully points out our conflicting and conflicted commitments, naming the fact that being bound to multiple masters really does lead to envy and animosity, Jesus also asserts we have a choice. We can choose who and what we serve. We do have agency. We have agency to decide where we will place our loyalties. And Jesus wants us to choose well. And honestly, Jesus wants us, of course, to choose God. That means placing our relationship with God before and above other relationships, which is not always our first instinct. You know, if primary devotion is offered to something or someone other than our omniscient, omnipresent, and eternal God, the truth is our lives will not be as expansive and impactful as they might be. I mean, being a good parent, being a faithful spouse, being an encouraging and hardworking employer or employee, those aren't bad roles. But here's the thing, even good commitments can become limited and limiting if they're our first priority, if they are our primary devotion. When God is our chosen master, when we love God with all our heart and soul, when love of God reigns in our lives, then healthy relationships, meaningful work, and healthy habits just kind of naturally flow out of us. You know, while Jesus' teaching on masters and mastery has broad implications for us, we do need to take note that Jesus aims quite squarely at the target of money. Yes, again. See, Jesus taught about right relationship with money with great regularity. And it's because, as I previously mentioned, financial resources and our pursuit of them have a way of displacing our devotion to the Lord. Mammon, the trappings of wealth is what that means, can falsely fill us with a sense of security that honestly only our eternal and everlasting God can truly offer. Money and wealth are not bad. They're not bad in and of themselves. In fact, affluence affords individuals the opportunity to make significant and positive impact on others. However, serving money, and that's the key, serving money, being devoted to it or giving mastery of it over us can be unhealthy and destructive. As Jesus will go on to illustrate in his sermon, devotion to God and working for and in the service of God's kingdom will allow for a sense of solace and security that nothing and no one else in the world can provide. So, here's your question for the day. What are ways your loyalties are divided? Just think about it. What are ways you maintain divided loyalties? And a practice. I want you to take a piece of U.S. paper currency, if you can still find it, and I want you to highlight the words, "In God we trust." And I want you to keep that bill in your purse or wallet. Don't spend it, okay? But look at it when you go to make a purchase. When you go to make a payment, notice the highlighted words and consider where your trust is ultimately placed. Let's pray about that. Lord God, you know, and your Son has said to us that we render service to so many masters other than you. Lord, we care about you, we love you, we want to be more deeply connected with you, but our devotions and our dedication often speak a different truth. Lord God, help us to gain a degree of distance this week from the people and the engagements and the addictions that consume our time and our life, leaving little left over for you. Allow us to make you and our relationship with you a priority in our lives. For Lord God, you are our Lord and God, and we desire to serve you and no other. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.